Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be ashamed. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none of those who wait for you will be ashamed. Those who deal treacherously without cause will be ashamed. Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and your loving kindnesses, for they have been from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your loving kindness, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in justice, and he teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are loving kindness and truth to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he should choose. His soul will abide in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant. My eyes are continually toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Look upon my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with violent hatred. Guard my soul and deliver me. Do not let me be ashamed, for I take refuge in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles.
When those of us who are believers continually spend time with God and His Word, allowing His presence to saturate our heart, He'll make us sensitive and teachable. But just as a human relationship can grow cold unless we intentionally nurture it, the heart can gradually harden when we aren't seeking intimacy with God. For our heart to stay soft and receptive, we must obediently and promptly respond to whatever the Lord tells us to do. If you believe that God might be leading you in a certain direction, take the time to earnestly seek His mind on the matter and intentionally listen for His response. Then avoid the trap of getting busy with a substitute for what He originally called you to do. It would be tragic to work hard doing what you and others consider good, only to discover that you accomplished something that was not God's intention. Resisting the Lord often amounts to setting His purposes for your life on a shelf, and that will likely leave you feeling something is missing. There's no substitute for God's will, even when His plan might seem difficult or impossible. But when you trustfully approach God with a cooperative heart, there's no limit to what He can accomplish through your life. So step out in obedience today and say, Lord, I want your will no matter what.